Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not
right. That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
it. They don't want it!
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof, like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star, like under the city, the driver's side fly. We take a large, so many more, 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch the YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Hi, Leroy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey. Football!
Football Friday.
Football Friday. We actually had football on Friday. And the game last night
was good.
Was a hell of a way to start the season.
That was a good game, man. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Other than the
12 minutes. And the last 12 minutes were pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole thing was very enjoyable. It was great to have. Other than the bum-ass refs who were like,
oh my God.
Hey, I was trying to explain to Tobin how I don't understand anybody who understands football would call that.
Yeah.
And here's why. There is a difference between being in a 3-point stance and being in a 2-point stance.
Yep.
So when you're in a 3-point stance, your head is somewhere around your feet, right? So you got the center, you got the two guards. They are, you know, the guards are a little bit back, you know, from the center. But they all look in unison because they're all in the same stance. When you look at the tackles, if you look at their feet are lined up with everybody else. But because they're in a position where they have to pass protect, most of their weight in their upper body is a little bit farther back. And so I don't understand why they kept calling, you know, illegal formation when the simple fact is they're lined up differently or in a different stance or position. And that automatically is going to make it look like the tackles are back. Everybody was in a 2-point stance, they would look perfect.
Yeah, it was a classic, like, overkill from the refs to say, hey, we're really paying attention to something. I'm like, yeah, I know that's the thing that people got the pain in the ass with because of the step back. People got mad at that getting called to it. But, like, man, can we get some football going? You're ruining football.
Now, I will say this. And there is a rule. In football, example, what they're going to start calling on the Dolphins when they do that motion and looks like US, it looks like Canadian football. You're technically are not supposed to start forward until a ball is snapped. And what teams will do is you keep doing it until they call it.
Right.
Or give you a warning.
Mm-hmm.
And they never did. So they it got more and more extreme. Right. The same thing goes for this. But I do think that they will look at film and go, wow, this, it, you know, too much.
Too much, dude.
Too much. Too much. Because, and keep in mind, when they called it two or three times, the Ravens still scored.
Yeah, I know. It was super crazy. It was sad.
But they would have scored quicker because they had a pass interference.
Definitely.
And by the way, holy smokes, that Worthy.
Yeah, he's fast. Hold on 1 second here. Let's we're climbing all over the place. I do have to get this in because our headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Don't forget the Santa Fe.
Well, that's not in the read, Leroy.
I know.
The you don't have to list every Hyundai name.
I'm just helping out. I'm giving the assist.
The final score last night, Chiefs 27-20 over the Ravens. It was a teeny toe. Isaiah Likely had the touchdown, and then they said they were going to go for two. And I was like, oh, Harbaugh plays for keeps. I like it, but didn't matter. Overturned. Chiefs 1-0. And the final numbers from last night for all you fantasy buffs out there. Lamar Jackson, 273 yards passing, one touchdown, 122 yards rushing. He, though, missed Zay Flowers wide open in the end zone.
Wide open.
Yeah. Wide open.
And honestly, Likely was that play before. I mean, it was a hard throw, but he also had some separation on that corner.
Hey, did you hear the explanation?
No.
He said he was throwing it to somebody else. He wasn't throwing it to Zay Flowers.
When he missed him, yeah. He didn't even see him.
Right. He said he was throwing it to somebody else.
Well, he missed that guy, too. Like,
he should have thrown it to the guy wide open.
Yeah,
But I think, you know, one of the things that I appreciate about football is everybody has different skill sets. Right. And the more that you see a quarterback play in his way, you can't expect them to, you know, be something else. So, for example, Lamar Jackson is not as accurate as Tua. But Tua can't run like Lamar.
Nobody can.
So if Tua had that throw, he probably would have made that throw.
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't have had 112 yards rushing. 122 yeah. yards rushing. And that's kind of – so you have all these different versions of the same quarterback. You got to kind of accept what that guy is and understand that, hey, Lamar Jackson, Tua might have 70% completion. Lamar Jackson might be 60 to 65. But he's going to give you 122 yards. So we can't sit here and go, oh, he's a bum. He missed that wide open guy. Because that's, you know, that's not really a skill set.
Your final receiving numbers for the Ravens last night. Isaiah Likely, 9 catches, 111 yards. A lot of fantasy owners pissed that they did not throw the ball to Mark Andrews.
Well,
2 catches, 14 yards.
I mean, that one catch he had, he just, like, dropped to the ground. It was, like, a 3rd and 4, and he just dropped to the ground.
I got to tell you, that Likely.
Yeah.
That he made on the touchdown.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Kansas City side, Patrick Mahomes, 20 of 28, 291 yards, 1 TD, 1 pick. Great play by Roquan Smith.
Ah.
And then all the buzz yesterday, Xavier Worthy, he touched the ball 3 times, had 2 touchdowns.
When he ran that reverse, I'm like, is he the only one moving in real people speed? because it just seemed like, okay, he might get 5-6 yards here. And I'm like, oh my goodness, they're not even close.
I told you guys, if they would have started with the ball first, I would have turned off my television. They're lucky the Ravens scored first, because I was ready to turn off my television immediately. I was like, are you kidding me? How did the Bills, like, if you're the Bills, all right?
How did you draft him?
One. And two, if you see caller ID Kansas City,
you know,
hang up. Don't answer that call. Why did you do that, Buffalo? Why would you give them the fastest man in the world?
Oh, my goodness. He is so fast. Not to mention, Rice had himself a day.
Yeah, sure did. True. 7 catches, 103 yards for Rashee Rice.
Whew.
I want to make a run joke, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
So there you go. Kansas City, 1-0. They win on their
You know what's scary? They look better than they've looked early in the season in the last 3 years.
Yep,
so what do we make of that?
Furious. I'm furious that they have this new weapon to play with. Rashee Rice is all good to go. And, you know, Travis Kelce is like, whatever. You know,
doesn't look like there's too much struggling early in the season for the two-time Super Bowl to back the backers.
Travis Kelce's just, you know, he showed up for that one amazing Mahomes throw where Mahomes was getting chased by the entire Ravens and he went, meow, 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 meow. Hey, Travis, lifted it downfield. Perfect throw. Right on the money to Travis Kelce. Just same thing.
Like, you know, you have a very similar team, right?
Huh?
You know, you have a very similar team, right?
Not with the accolades, though, dude.
But what I'm saying is you have that explosive, you know, offense also.
I know. But
now, I will say this. I didn't think it was possible. Chris Jones is a problem.
Oh my God. Do you think in that media moment when Lamar Jackson regretted losing all that weight when Chris Jones had him, like, by the Undertaker choke throw?
Like, I'm just like, and they kept showing one guy, two guys. It didn't matter.
He
looks so much bigger than everybody.
I don't like that he has that, like, soft Tyson voice either, you know? Like, I wish he sounded like Calais Campbell.
No, he doesn't sound menacing. But
could you imagine like him on customer service? They're like, listen to this pipsqueak.
Yeah. He's like, well, why don't you come on down and we'll discuss it.
Leroy wouldn't treat that telemarketer the way he treated that one yesterday after work.
Dude, he just did that for sport. He was like literally like rolling down.
Right.
But you know what the thing was? Is the lady was giving him back, oh, sir. You don't have to talk like that to people. You bothered me.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I love it. I love seeing you.
You know, these telemarketers, they call you and they want to ask you a bunch of questions to get you into their little world. And I'm like, what are you calling me about?
I yesterday, like, I've been getting this nonstop call and I just was like, you know, normally I'm like, he called and I like picked it up because I did Bluetooth on the phone. I'm like, hey, hello. Hey, do you have a Hilton timeshare? And I'm like, no. Bloop. And then it called me 2 more times on the way home. Same call. And I literally like, I'm going to try and reason with you here, sir. You are harassing me. You have called me 3 times. I don't have a timeshare. I don't want a timeshare. I'm never going to have a timeshare. I'm not your people, okay? I don't have timeshares. That's not me. Please stop calling.
You say, I book rooms in the woods in a trailer park.
Yeah. And the guy finally goes, all right, I'm sorry. I'll take you off. I don't think they will, but at least I like.
They won't. Somebody else will call.
But I just reached my breaking point. I'm like, because it's also a 561 number. So I'm like, is it my kid's school?
Yeah.
Like,
you
know, I can't take it anymore with the harassment.
My always thing is, ma'am, where are you calling me from? And they give the company. I said, no. What location? What state? I said,
state.
Yeah, just like anything. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Bangladesh?
Because I know they just do make the numbers look like they're local.
Oh, yeah. It's just
that lady was not local. I live in Florida. I've never heard anybody speak like you. So she wouldn't stop. So I just played her little game.
Anyway,
I can't hear you. There's noise in the background. I told you I was at work.
All right, last two headlines here for you. Dolphins open up their season, of course, against the Jaguars. 1 o'clock. Jalen Ramsey, he missed practice for the second straight day. He's dealing with the hammy. Well, Dolphins have their final lead up to it today. And then tomorrow, number 12, Miami Hurricanes. Home opener against Florida A&M, the Rattlers. Coming in Rattlers. Down 6 o'clock.
Come on down and see kickoff. The band.
And coverage on...
If the voiceover in the stadium will allow them to play.
Coverage on 560 WQM begins at 2 here.
It's Dan the Rubinowitz, only thing
Hollywood
in that building.
And Brian Monroe.
It's the only thing in that building that annoys the hell out of me is when you go to a Canes game, do they not realize there are bands there that you don't have to talk while the bands are playing to get your little commercials in? Everybody, like, the college atmosphere is the band, right? Like, everybody knows that except Hard Rock.
Take a break. Back more for this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let us get to a game week report, which is brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. You ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. You guys can choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. The best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Yesterday, the NFL season gets underway with a 27-20 Chiefs win by a toski. And they go on. They are 1-0.
Questionable, questionable calls yesterday.
And it was definitely Marcos. You can't lie. How did you do on Chili Peppers last night?
Okay, so I may or may not have put together a last-minute six-leg parlay. Justin Tucker, even though he missed that, kicking points hits, Lamar Jackson rushing yards hits. But almost everybody else who I thought was going to do good, Derrick Henry didn't have enough yards. Although he had a touchdown, didn't have enough yards. Mark Andrews might as well not have been out there. Kelsey was too busy planning the next phase of his breakup to do anything worth remembering. So
I love that we have Taylor Swift drama like immediately. This is how we bring them down. It's gonna take the wives. How you have to.
So what happened now?
There's a lot of people noticing yesterday that Brittany Mahomes and Tay Tay were not sitting together at the Kansas City Chiefs game, and Brittany Mahomes is come out as a very pro Donald Trump supporter, and obviously Taylor Swift is a very pro Democrat. And so people are speculating. This has just kind of come to light this week. And this is a lot of people speculating that Tay Tay is not going to be sitting with Britt.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
I mean, according to page 4 of the breakup, this is right according to plan.
This is the only thing that's going to bring down the Chiefs. We're going to have infighting.
No, it's not. Because
it's the only thing. It's the only thing. It's our only hope.
Guess what? If you took all the people who support Patrick Mahomes and are forced to support his wife, that's about 2% of all the people that support Tay-Tay. Like, okay, and guess what? Why do they have to sit together? She always sits with his parents.
No, but she has sat with the Mahomes before. That's why it was noticed.
And this time it didn't. She didn't. So, like,
that's what people are speculating. It's not known, Leroy. It's just speculation. That's what happens when you bring Tay-Tay into football.
Here's what it sounds like. Let me tell you. I'm familiar with your work.
What?
Hold on.
My work?
And this is what you do. This is how you present it to me, who could give a rat's ass about any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Leroy. Could be something, could be nothing. Well, you know if you bring it up, what I'm going to think. Because very rarely have I said, that's something. Very rarely.
That is
in all the years we've been doing the show. Very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
So, you come on.
It's not some internet fodder, though. It's like it's on the cover of TMZ today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just telling you, dude. You can dismiss it if you want to. That's fine.
I'll dismiss it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll dismiss it. Like,
keep note.
Again, the other thing is, why would Taylor Swift care?
Why would she care? She has a very public image.
But No. The Swifties are the Swifties.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't going to lose no Swifties if she sits with Patrick Mahomes' wife.
I would agree with you.
You see what I'm saying?
I would agree with you, but she is of the star status that everything gets criticized. If they think it's a thing they criticize. I don't care. I think she could sit next to whoever she wants to.
You know what's amazing?
Tay-Tay could sit next to Donald Trump at a game, and I wouldn't, like, I don't think any of her fans would leave
all
her.
The people, right? Like, I don't know her personally, but everything that she does is like, she seems like one of the nicest people out there. To drag her even through any of this is ridiculous, whether you like her or not. Right? So, like, yeah, I'm not getting caught up in that. Just because TMZ, well, you know what TMZ's trying to do, get clicks.
I don't know, dude. It's a thing.
It has to be a thing. Because it's not just like political affiliation. Donald Trump has gone after her a couple times. And like, even went as far as saying, I'm more popular than her, reposting the fake AI images of her. So it's like disrespect more than it's like oh, you're going
to. But that's him.
Yes. But okay, Leroy, if somebody's like, Leroy is this, Leroy is that, I can't sit next to the guy because Leroy is my guy. I'm not going to sit next to this guy.
But what I'm saying is that put blame where blame goes.
Yeah.
Right? Unless somebody who's a Trump supporter spews the same stuff, you ain't got a problem with them. Like, see, here's my belief behind all this. If I get mad at you and act crazy towards you and resent you, because you support Donald Trump, then I'm being no better than you as far as democracy goes. You can vote for who the hell you want to.
Of course you can vote for whoever.
That's why I get caught up in you can why.
You can vote for whoever you want to, but Brittany Mahomes, first of all, has got a very big social media following to times where she's, you know, cringed people out before. There was nothing political about that. But Taylor Swift's a different level of star where, like, her endorsement to political parties, like, matters to people.
Right. But it's still, one has nothing to do with the other.
I think it's more personal, too,
like,
though.
Here.
You think she's just annoyed by her?
No. I think it's not a, because you can vote for Trump. Cool. No problem. We can sit next to each other. But that's because it's me. Donald Trump has not personally attacked me. Taylor Swift has been personally attacked. So it's like, it's not even that you're supporting.
Little frog boy sitting there with his webbed feet.
Like, what? Dude, what?
And his ridiculous tongue.
Okay, we don't have to. No need.
So long.
My tongue is better.
Lapping it up.
Look, I got the best tongue in the world.
Rude, he has an Android.
Not even the best amphibian. The amphibians love me.
More of a toad guy.
I have all the support of the frogs.
All right, well, let's get back to the actual football at hand. Isaiah Likely.
You did it!
Yeah,
I love the way he gets it going, right?
Yep.
And he goes, but let's get back to football.
I just throw the Molotov cocktail. I'm like the little girl in the meeting. Like, just smile and watch the house burn.
Take cover.
Isaiah Likely, he was still confident in his team, and I think his confidence is deserved afterwards. This was him on. He thinks it's the worst they'll look all year.
Take away from a competitive game like that against this team.
I say this is probably the worst game we're gonna play all year. So if this is the best that they got, good luck in the postseason.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! I like it. I like it. Hey, now. There's talking trash, and there's that. Look, he had the cash register, and he just bought something, and he said, keep the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Keep the receipt. Come see me in the postseason. I like it.
Does it make sense?
I like it.
And think about this. Was he wrong?
A little. Why does he think it's their best performance? Like, why is he like, if right, this is the best thing?
That's another thing. And I started off by saying,
yeah,
if this is Kansas City when the season starts,
yeah,
with the last couple of seasons, they've struggled coming out the gate.
Very annoying.
Right.
I just don't think we should make Mahomes mad. What are we doing? Everyone shut up.
That's why we need infighting amongst the wives.
Yeah.
So he's like,
Travis, you know, don't you think they can sit together next time?
could you imagine? Here's what's funny.
It's okay.
Could you imagine Big Spoon and D going at it? No, it doesn't even like. They're way too nice. Way too nice. It's hilarious.
We do say that all the time. Like, Patrick Mahomes has to be exhausted by his family drama. Like,
right. That's what's crazy. Because, like, here's the thing. The surrounding people of Patrick Mahomes is making Patrick Mahomes have to deal with stuff that if he was by himself, he would never have to deal with.
Yeah, and it's not even his wife who's the number, like the brother.
Brother.
Oh my God, the brother just seems like
God.
He's just always into something, dancing on Sean Taylor's memorial, just annoying the holy hell out of people on TikTok. Yeah. You gotta go to DUI every year. Like, it's like an annual tradition for him.
He's like another one.
Jeez. So anyway, Andy Reid. This is him. He
That's
is
the only guy you can't get mad at, right?
Yeah.
You feel happy for Andy Reid with all the, you know what I mean?
He's had enough,
over the years.
Did you are you upset that Man Campbell has taken over as the coaching commercial superstar? Because I like Andy Reid with the Nuggies.
Oh yeah,
Nuggies. Hey, let's go over it again. This time with the Nuggies.
Good Man Campbell commercial though. I love him saying, hey,
Show your face. Cover your face.
Here's Andy Reid on having another fast, awesome guy, Xavier Worthy.
He can run, and he's got good hands and smart kid. He'll keep growing as we go. I mean, there'll be he's a competitive little guy, man.
Oh,
thanks. Real sound endorsement there. He's an aggressive little fella.
Three times he touches the football, two of them go to the house.
Yeah,
he was so behind that blew past that dude on the outside.
Holy smokes. I like when I saw him take that reverse and I'm like, nobody touched him.
Nope.
And it seemed like there was 20 people over there.
Yeah. Sure did.
I'm like, oh my goodness, this dude is fast.
It's like Sonic the mother bleeping hedgehog out there. Chiefs.
Chiefs.
That's just kind of how I just yell at
me. I got more tools.
Oh, man. We'll take a break. We will get into your Miami Dolphins as they get ready and what defense they're going to bring to the table this weekend. Will they have Jalen Ramsey? Doesn't seem like it. So can the young Bucks step up? Back after this.
Howdy, boy.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, you guys can join the WQM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. It's Wednesday, September 25th. presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, Dolphins, Canes, Heat, and Panthers. Talk with your WQAM on-air staff, your favorite personality. It's free to attend. All you got to do is RSVP at WQAM.com.
You frog boy?
Look at you, frog boy.
Yeah, whiskey. Look, I'm there.
Look at him with his dead man shoes.
My fiance bought me some new shoes.
This is how this will probably go.
Yeah.
That sales and everybody else will have Crowder and Hawk and Joe over there. Yep, and then we'll be in the corner with our own little crew.
Yeah.
That's usually how these go.
All the Twitchers and the YouTubers that want to come out, RSVPWQAM.com. We will unite together, Silly Sauce Crew.
We'll do push-ups.
Must be over 21. Drink responsibly. And you guys, it's free. All you got to do, RSVPWQAM.com. You get a complimentary cigar with your invite. It is at Smoke on the Water, September 25th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall and by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. Miami Dolphins are getting ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Let's go!
So excited for Sunday. By the way, a Game Day Uncensored comes your way 9 a.m. 4 hours of pregame coverage for you. Myself and Solana, Adam Beasley, and Omar Kelly are going to join us along the way. And so we will talk plenty of Fins that morning for you to get you ready for all the action for the season opener. But yesterday, the man who orchestrates the bob and weave defense, I think it's going to catch on, Anthony Weaver. And he was talking about the Miami Dolphins. They're going to have that NFTF, that nose for the football, even especially with this Trevor Lawrence, who loves to give it away. Nilly.
He's a gifter.
Here's Anthony Weaver about going after that ball.
Forever out of it. We're always trying to get the ball. As a defense, from the second I've gotten here, we've always preached turnovers, and we've charted to the points where we're trying to get shots on goal every day. We're trying to take the ball away at least twice a day from our offense. Like, that's something we're constantly trying to reinforce. Coach Barry just gave a great presentation to the entire team about the ball and the importance of it, both as an offense and keeping it, and us in taking it away. So take Trevor Lawrence out of it. Tremendous quarterback, have a tremendous amount of respect for who he is and what he's done in this league. Whoever we're playing, we are trying to get the ball. Okay, that is our job on defense. Keep him out of the end zone, take the ball away, because just like I believe we have a great offense. So if you give Steph Curry extra shots, good for Golden State. If we give Tua, Tyreek Hill, A-Chain, right, Waddle, extra snaps, extra shots at taking a ball down and scoring, good for us.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa!
Adam Schefter reports.
You know, I think my 2.5-year-old...
I thought that was a baby Mick Cook thing.
He reports Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah?
And the Miami Dolphins.
Extension.
Extension.
They have reached an agreement on a 3-year extension.
What?
Worth $24.1 million per year to make him the highest paid cornerback in NFL history for the second time in his career.
What the hell is going on?
The Dolphins wanted to reward Jalen Ramsey and have been discussing the extension for several weeks. Once Denver's Patrick Surtain II reset the cornerback market, they were able to create a new benchmark and reward their 7-time Pro Bowl cornerback with a record-setting contract. So is the hamstring going to be getting better today?
Can I say this?
What?
Let's think about this realistically.
Dolphins got a lot of money, apparently.
Think about this realistically.
Javon Holland's what the hell?
If there is any soreness and he's not 100%, you got a game on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense to play him this game. I'm not saying mm-hmm. that he's not healthy. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if there's any chance that he could aggravate it,
mm-hmm.
you got a game in 4 days.
Totally. I'm just asking the question, was it a hamstring injury or is it a oink hamstring injury?
Oh, now see, you could have went with could be something, could be nothing.
I was just asking.
I would say I can't dismiss it.
Can't dismiss it.
I can't dismiss it.
Why would they do that?
Because I tell you what, we'll find out today if there's some spring in this step.
It's going to be very interesting. Anyway, there you go. Jalen Ramsey. Boink.
Wow.
No.
Hey, if the Dolphins pulled this off, tip the cap. Because you had that dummy Zach Taylor out there being like, oh, Jamar's going to be out there. Oops. Mm. Now he is out there. But like it took a week. He sounded like an idiot.
Well, listen, if you're holding out and ain't nothing happening, you're holding out to the last possible minute. Mm-hmm. Now, I know what a bunch of coaches would say. The old school coaches, they would say, he going to do what he got to do. I got to coach guys who are ready to play. And just kind of dismiss it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Dr. Toboggan says, I'm sorry. Al Mago says, sheesh, every Dolphin getting paid. Do you think Ross can take care of Jimmy Butler? Only if he can play, only if he can get out there and catch some footballs.
He wouldn't, mm-hmm. He wouldn't be able to play 17 games.
No.
Well, yeah.
No that's chance. Rough. No, that's
rough. It's not unfair.
No chance.
Shreethan says, Ramsey needs to reward the Dolphins by playing week one. I got a feel. We'll keep an eye. I got a feeling.
Hey, listen. I make fun of you, and I yell at you, and I want to chop you in the throat when you get ridiculous. This, my friend, is not out of the realm of possibilities.
I do love the idea.
How did I think about it?
Yeah, come on, baby. Just get out there and look. It's I'm watching Will Manso. He's got the Undertaker popping out of the coffin today. Jalen Ramsey at practice. Oh, feeling better, boys.
Hey, it's funny how healthy money make you feel.
Oh.
Right?
Certainly does.
Right?
Certainly does. Wow. How about that? Jalen Ramsey getting that money on.
Is Javon Holland like, what the hell?
Javon Holland, yeah, he's probably saying, come on.
Listen, here's the deal. I think they have the same agent.
Ah.
Here's the deal with Javon Holland. The numbers aren't going to be ridiculous, so they almost feel they could do his contract anytime. Right? Like, the whole point of Jalen Ramsey's contract, he wanted to be the highest paid corner.
Yep.
So
Patrick Surtain's the second's like, damn it.
That's how he complains.
24 million, 24.1.
What is he, 25 years old?
Do you think anybody remembers these two? Like, it's such a big deal. Like, the agents love to have Adam Schefter tweet out.
The only reason why this is a big deal is for the agents.
Yeah, right?
The agents make the players feel like it's important because they did it. But I got to tell you, $24 million versus $24.1, right? When you're talking $24 million a year, right? So, for example, what if somebody as a quarterback only averages 45 a year, but he get 160 guaranteed?
Mm.
You see what I mean? Like, there's different ways to do these things where, hey, I don't have to be the highest paid.
I just really want to say I'm impressed by the Dolphins. They just completely foisted a hold, and what's going on there?
I told you this from the beginning.
Told me what?
That with Stephen Ross, money would not be an option.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. He doesn't. He's that money on him.
Hey, like, you have to – when a guy puts $500 million of his own money – into just the stadium and then builds that masterpiece across the street and then brings in Formula One and mm-hmm. then does all these things for that area, you have to know he's all in.
Well, Mike McDaniel is supposed to address the media in mere minutes, so we'll see what he has to say about Jalen Ramsey's health status.
Would it be something if Mike says, yeah, he's good to go now.
Crazy.
Healthy.
Who'd have thought? We'll take a break. Our Tua. We'll get back into the Weaver cuts. He had some more interesting things to say as well, but we'll take a break. The news, Jalen Ramsey has a new contract with the Miami Dolphins that makes him the highest paid corner in the league. Back with more for this.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.